Each year on Memorial Day, the New York Philharmonic holds a free concert at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. This year will be the last one conducted by Alan Gilbert, who's leaving the Philharmonic next month after leading the orchestra for the past 8 years. John Schaefer, host of WNYC's Soundcheck podcast, sat down with Gilbert to look back at his time with the orchestra and ask him why he's leaving now.
It felt like a good time for me personally. I'm interested in doing a lot of things that I haven't been able to do with the Philharmonic, opera, spend time with my kids. But also for the orchestra, it's a real turning point. They're planning to renovate the hall. And I really think philosophically and practically, the same music director should see that process through. You know, we're talking about a 7-year span at least, because right. seeing it through means actually getting to the beginning of the project and going through the project and then coming back into the new hall. And I would have been very proud to be the one who had the privilege of doing that. But frankly, it just seemed like too long a time.
During your tenure with the New York Philharmonic, there are lots of things that have stood out. And one of them that lots of people still talk about, the Ligeti, Le Grand Macabre. That was an event with a capital E.
The Ligeti is a piece I love, and it's about this kind of dystopian city, and it's a little bit like where we are today, actually. I just said I thought it would be something that would be important for the orchestra to do, and I wanted to bring in Doug Fitch, who is an incredibly creative theatrical and visual artist. His style is deliberately homespun and kind of unfinished. And there's always been something very glossy and perfect and corporate, may I even say, about the way the Philharmonic has presented itself. And I deliberately wanted something that showed the thumbprint of the potter on the cup and the brush stroke that you could see, so it didn't look so polished and so finished. And I thought, okay, Doug is just the guy to do this. It was a project that I not only hoped that it would succeed, I needed it to succeed, because it in fact did turn out to be a kind of emblematic event.
Le Grand Macabre was a madcap opera by the Hungarian composer George Ligeti, played by Alan Gilbert and the New York Philharmonic. And Alan, it was a landmark moment for you. Was it a big moment for the orchestra, too?
Absolutely. It's the idea of what is normal at the Philharmonic, I think, has expanded. One of the things that the musicians had to do in the Ligeti, Grand Macabre, was at one point take part in the action by crumpling up pieces of newspaper and throwing them at me. And I thought if there was anything that I could ask the musicians to do that was out of the box and unusual, it would be to throw something at the conductor. And so they absolutely were happy to do that, obviously. And I'm allowing myself to be rather proud of that progression.
You took over the New York Phil at around the same time that Gustavo Dudamel took over the L.A. Phil.
Exactly the same time.
Yeah. But he had brand new Disney Hall, you know, that everybody thought of as a destination.
The LA Phil is, I mean, there's so many things that are going well for that organization. The hall was a huge game changer for them. It really did become a destination, and it was part of the whole downtown revival of LA. And, you know, maybe that can be the same kind of feeling that the Philharmonic can create with a new hall. I certainly hope so.
Well, you said earlier, Alan, that one of the things that was driving your decision to leave the New York Phil was, you know, spend more time with your kids, spend more time in Europe. So are you looking for a music directorship?
Let's just say that I no longer have to look, but I can't tell you what's going on. I wasn't looking, frankly, for a position, but some things have found me, and all will be revealed in due course.
Alan Gilbert, the outgoing music director of the New York Philharmonic, best of luck as you head back to Europe.
Thanks.